Blog Talk Radio.
Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment.
Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Anthony Luggett. I'm Pastor St. Paul Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's an honor to be with you all on tonight on the Now Network, and I thank Apostle E for this opportunity. We also welcome those by way of Facebook, don't have long distance, who express an interest to listen in or watch on tonight. We pray that you will be blessed as well. Praise God. I solicit your prayers on tonight, and I'm dealing with a few issues. I'm dealing with the ear issue, so if I'm talking a little bit loud, that's why. Praise God. Amen. One more thing I do want to mention before we get into the word on tonight, because that's the main thing, is that I am an author. I wrote a book, and it's titled Seven Pillars of Serving, and it's available on Amazon. The paperback is $10, and the Kindle version is $5. And just a little bit of the chapters. Pillar one, you must be born again. Pillar two, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pillar three, you must have a renewed mind. Pillar four, you must be committed to God and have a prayer life. Pillar five, serving is not about you. Pillar six, elevation comes through serving. And pillar seven, you must be willing to serve. Praise God. So I would like to give away one free book tonight to the guest caller. So at the end of the broadcast, the first guest caller on the leadership, the first guest caller that dials want to comment, we can get your contact information, and I can send you my book, Seven Pillars of Serving. Praise God. So we thank God on tonight for the Lord does have a word for us on tonight. We're going to be coming from Acts chapter 4, verse 12, just one passage of scripture. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And we also welcome those that are on the line from St. Paul Church. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The scripture reads as follows. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. Let me read that again. Praise God. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Shall we pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we praise you, we honor you. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God Almighty yourself. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in the believer. We thank you for the Holy Spirit who convicts men of sin and saves their souls. Lord, we thank you for the Now Network. We thank you, Heavenly Father, on this show. Let's talk Jesus, Lord. We thank you as you allow us to come together and gather in your name. Allow me to decrease, you increase in me. I seek your fresh anointing at this very minute, very hour, every second, to preach your word with power, authority, conviction. Heavenly Father, have your way, continue to glorify with everything that we do on this network. Open the eyes, the ears, the minds of those that are listening on tonight. Let your word fall good ground, fertile ground. Heavenly Father, let your word sow seeds in the hearts of those that are listening. Allow them to seal this word in their heart, but allow them to share it with others, Lord. Father God, before the end of the night, before we preach the last word, before we sing the last song, before we pray the last prayer, may lives be transformed. May people be encouraged. May souls be added to your kingdom. Such as shall be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, man of God. Man of God. I think you're on your speakerphone and we can barely hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Is it okay, Pastor?
Yeah, no. If you're on the speakerphone, that's not going to work real well. It's really hard to hear you because it's like you're in an open room and all we hear is space.
Okay, there we go.
And I know you got a word up in you. We want to get every fiber of it.
Is that better?
Yes, sir.
Is that better? All right.
That
sorry
is better.
About that. Amen. Let me go on with
amen.
The word. Acts chapter. Amen. Chapter 4. We're looking at verse 12 on tonight. Scripture reads again, as neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And no other name. Many have come, many have gone, claiming to be the Messiah. Many have claimed and are still making false claims that being saved, receiving eternal life, going to heaven can be obtained by other methods. Many claim there are many paths to God. You can search the end of the earth. There is no other name. You can go as far west, far east, far north. You can even take a trip to the center of earth. There is no other name. You can search the entities of higher education, the halls of Harvard, the libraries of Yale University, the supercomputers at MIT. There is still no other name. Yeah. You can call Elon Musk and Ball SpaceX 10, fly to Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune. You can fly to the end of the universe where matter meets antimatter. There is still no other name. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, because the straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Many claim that their way, their doctrine, that their religion is the perfect way to get to God. Jesus also says in Matthew 7 and 15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. People of God, this says on the outside they appear to be the real deal. They appear to have our best interests at heart. But in their hearts, they are deceptive, and they care nothing about your soul. That's a bad predicament to be in when you're listening to or following a person that doesn't care about your soul. Beware of those who claim to be the Messiah. My brothers and sisters, understand that there is only one way to get to God, and that's through Jesus. There is only one way to receive eternal life, and that's through Jesus. Understand that salvation is in no other name but Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, I know there are other religions, other spiritual paths, but none of them are the truth because they teach that salvation or being saved is based on what the individual does. We must understand this evening that salvation is based on the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Well, what do you mean, Brother Pastor? Salvation is not in my name. Salvation is not in your name. Salvation is not in the name of any of these false and idol gods. Emphasis on small g. Contrary to popular belief, not even the preacher, the pastor, has a heaven or hell that he or she can put you in. I hate to be the bearer of bad news on tonight, but really it's good news. I cannot put you in heaven. Better yet, the preacher, the pastor, the prophet, the evangelist, the teacher better make sure the man or woman of God better make sure he or she is right with God, that Jesus is his or her Savior so that they will receive eternal life. Who are you trusting in for eternal life? Who are you trusting in to save you? The Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 4:12, wherefore, my beloved, that ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own soul, own salvation with fear and trembling. But before a person can begin to work out their salvation, they must first understand that salvation is in no other name, and in order to be saved, they need Jesus. Oh, yeah. If you're not saved, you need Jesus. And watch this. If you are saved, you still need Jesus. As a matter of fact, in 2020, we need Jesus more than ever before. And the question here tonight is there anybody on the line who needs Jesus? Is there anybody on tonight who needs to be saved? Is there anybody on the line tonight who feels that they are hopeless, they can't make it, all their strength is gone? Is there somebody tonight who needs Jesus? All of us on this line tonight, we need Jesus in some shape, form, or fashion, because we all don't have it together. Yes, I know the pastor, he stands in the pulpit on Sunday with his nice suit on, but he still needs Jesus. Yeah. You see, we are a work in progress as well. But the key is, we're not trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in Jesus. I ask you the question again on tonight. Who or what are you trusting in to save you? Just to give you some background information leading up to our message on tonight, Peter and John healed the man, but they faced opposition from the Sanhedrin Council. The Sanhedrin Council, they were the lawgivers, and they were made up of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And the Sadducees, they did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. They were the religious leaders who stood to gain financially by cooperating with the Romans. Be careful of those who stand before you and all they are looking for is financial gain. They're not shepherds, they are hirelings. As we know, the Romans, they did not want to see the gospel of Jesus Christ go forward. They challenged anyone who went against Caesar. And how ironic it is, and 2020, there are some who still do not want the gospel of Jesus Christ to go forth. You can mention every other name, every other religion, and they don't have a problem with it. You can even say God, and they don't have a problem with that. But as soon as you mention Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they want to shut you down. They want to silence you. They want to arrest you. They want to crucify you. They want us to be quiet. You can even talk about the devil. Mention satanic things. They let you talk about that. But when you start to talk about Jesus, they want you to be quiet. They want to silence the church. They want us to go along, to get along. They want us to conform to the ways of the world. And the devil is a lie. They want us to be quiet. And then they'll tell you, we all serve the same God. Be careful when they say that. Be careful when they say, we all serve the same God. Let me make an announcement on tonight. No, we don't all serve the same God. No, we don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. Let's cut to the chase on tonight. Just cut to the chase and start asking people, who do they believe Jesus is? We don't have to go down through the facts of history. Let me ask you on tonight, who do you believe Jesus is? Is he some fictitious character to you? Just an ordinary prophet? Is he a man just who showed us how to live right? Is Jesus your Savior and Lord? Or does Jesus mean absolutely nothing to you? Do you only turn to God when you need help, when you need a blessing? Are you like the 5,000 when Jesus fed them and they followed him no more? So after you get your blessing, you follow God no more until you need the next blessing. That's not relationship. That's a one-way street. So as we look at this passage of scripture, this leads us up to verse 12, where Peter and John told the Sanhedrin council that the man was healed in the name of Jesus. So as we turn our attention to the scripture at hand, Acts 4 and 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The scripture says neither, and in case you're not familiar with the word neither, neither means nor yet, no more. My brothers and sisters, I came to announce to you on tonight, there is no one else coming to die on the cross for our sins. There is no one else coming because Jesus says in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Let me say it like this also. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus. You can't go around Jesus. You can't move Jesus out the way. You can't X him out like they try to do, praise God. And the only way to get to God, the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ. There is no one else coming, my brothers and sisters, because John 3 and 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. There is no one else coming because Matthew 1 and 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And no other name. The scripture doesn't say anyone else, but Jesus shall save our souls. So if you're waiting for someone else to come along and save you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because Jesus is the only one who died on the cross for our sins. And God raised him from the dead on the third day morning. And guess what? He's coming back again for a church without spot or wrinkle. Will you be in the number for the ones he's coming back? That's the question on tonight. So what does this say? It says that mama can't save you, daddy can't save you, the famous televangelist can't save you, church, you cannot save yourself. And this is why God gave his only begotten son, because this world needs to be delivered from sin. Yeah, yes it does. You might not think it does, but this world needs to be delivered from sin. And there's only way it could be delivered, because there is only one mediator between God and man, and that mediator is Jesus Christ. Look around. Sin has increasingly moved to the forefront of this world. It seems like morals and values, and especially spiritual values, have taken a back seat to the sinful nature of man. We now live in a society that promotes do what you want, when you want, and how you want it. Yeah, they tell you just to go ahead and do you. Be careful about doing you, because you will get you in trouble. As a matter of fact, you're already in trouble and you don't even know it. The world says if it feels good to you, just go ahead and do it. Even if it goes against the commandments and statutes of God. My brothers and sisters, I have a saying. Everything that seems good, looks good, and feels good is not good for you. Yeah. For those of you who play dominoes, who play bones, there's a saying that all money ain't good money. Yes, I said it like that. Ain't good money, because that's how we talk. What do you mean about that, brother pastor? You may score the 5 points, the 10, or 15 points, but it still will cost you the game. And sin is the same way. Sin makes you feel good, but it's damaging to your soul, and it will lead a person to hell if they don't repent and be saved. So what is sin? Sin is any transgression or anything that is contrary to God. Sin is the act of rejecting God, rejecting Jesus, rebelling against God, flat out rejecting the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In church, the mere fact of being disobedient to God is sin. Yes, sin is sin. Because when you mention sin, people think on the lines of committing evil or some atrocious crime. But let me put you on notice tonight. You don't have to cuss, which is a sin. You don't have to fuss. You can be as sweet as mom's apple pie, still be disobedient to God. Yeah. We were born into sin and iniquity. Psalms 51:5 says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We were born into sin and iniquity. As a matter of fact, you don't have to have ever stolen anything. You don't have to ever did anybody wrong. You still need to be saved. But we must thank God for his grace and mercy because he gives us another opportunity every day, all day, to be saved. Will you choose that opportunity on tonight? But there's also another side of that. And let me warn you, because we won't live forever. I know some of us think we're going to live forever. We're going to reach that age of 120, praise God. Some even have in their mindset that they'll get saved right before they die. You don't know when your time is up. And plus, you don't know when the return of Jesus will be. The scripture tells us in Luke 12:40, for be ye ready. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. So if Jesus came tonight, is your soul right with him? Is your soul right with God? It behooves you to trust in Jesus in order to be saved. Verse 12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other. Salvation means the act of saving or protecting from harm, risk, loss, destruction. God gave his only begotten Son to save us, to give us the opportunity to not be lost, to be redeemed back to him. The opportunity not to be lost or at risk from the devil trying to steal our soul. Yes, the devil is out to steal your soul. John 10:10 tell us that. The devil is not your friend. He is not your guy. He is not your homie. He wants to steal your soul. He wants to kill. He wants to rob you of everything that God has for you. And he does that through the way of sin, putting the things before you of a sinful nature that you like in order to keep you away from God. God gave his only begotten Son to keep us from not only destroying our souls, but destroying ourselves. What do you mean, Brother Pastor? Many are lost simply because they don't know Jesus. Many are destroying themselves with the pleasures of this world simply because they don't know Jesus. What profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Many have not received eternal life or have inner peace simply because they have not surrendered their lives to the Lord. I see people who go to bed at night troubled. They go to bed at night with no peace. They wake up with no peace. But they still won't receive Jesus. They still won't give themselves to the Lord. They still won't cast their cares or burdens onto Jesus. Let me ask you a question on tonight. Do you go to bed with no peace? When you at least try to sleep at night, you don't sleep because you're troubled. Your mind is still working. You're thinking about what's going to come tomorrow. You wake up, you still don't have any peace. Inner peace comes from God. Inner peace comes from salvation. Inner peace comes from having a relationship with the Lord. God will give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Many have not surrendered their lives to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And yes, they may even go to church, but the question is, have they surrendered their lives to the Lord? God wants you to do more than just come to church. When you come to church, you just put your foot in the door. See, he wants you to go further. He does not only want you to come to church, he wants you to worship him in spirit and in truth. See, he wants you to have a relationship with him. He wants you to receive what he has for you, but he also wants you to be a witness for him and tell others about Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, on tonight, church, if you're not saved, you are at risk for eternally being separated from God and your loved ones that went on home to be with the Lord. You are at risk because the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there are people even out there preaching and teaching that there is no hell. The Bible also says in Galatians 5:21, envying, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's a bad place to be in. That's a bad predicament to be in. Knowing that you won't inherit the kingdom of God. But see, we ought to thank God while you're still living. You ought to thank him. Why do you say that, Brother Pastor? Because he provided a way out. He provided a way, the way to be delivered from sin. And it's through his son, Jesus. Yes, Jesus is the way to be saved, because the Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I sin, you sin, everybody around you have sinned. But the Bible also says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And this is why Jesus is the way out and the way up, because he is not only the gift of God, Jesus is the gift from God, the gift. The ultimate gift, the supernatural gift, the saving gift, the forgiving gift, the empowering gift, the resurrection gift. Jesus is the gift from God, not a gift, because if I say a gift, that means that you can receive another gift. But he is the gift. He's the only one gift that has come from God, who died on the cross for our sins, that will save our souls. Let me say it again. Jesus is not only the gift of God, he's the gift from God. In order to be saved, all you have to do is receive the free gift of salvation. As I told you before, there's nothing in your power you can do to save yourself. Because Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, thank you, Lord, not of works that any man should boast. It's a gift. It's free to you, but it costs God his precious son in Jesus. It's free to you because Jesus already paid the price with his shed blood on the cross. It's free to you because the ransom has been paid in full by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's free because the Bible says in Matthew 20:28, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. One man, one Savior, gave his life a ransom for me. Ooh. If I could say it like this, Jesus was the seed on the cross. Yeah, yeah. He was the seed on the cross. That seed, ooh, there it is, that seed on the cross was buried, praise God. He was buried in the tomb, and that seed was raised from the grave. But guess what? That seed, amen, it comes to harvest. It came through harvest for all who received him as Savior. Look at the harvest, amen. One seed, millions and billions of people are saved because of that one seed. Ooh, I don't know who this is for tonight, but you need to sow your seed. Yeah, yeah. You've been holding on to your seed, amen. You need to sow your seed so that it can come to harvest. You need to sow your seed so you can reap a harvest. Now, you can sit there and don't believe me if you don't want to. Sow that seed. Trust God and watch your harvest come to pass. Whoa. If y'all was in front of me, I'd say, can I get a witness? Man of God, woman of God, you need to sow that seed. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for you. If I could say it like this, when Jesus died on the cross, in essence, he was saying, I'm laying down my life for you. I'm laying it down right now because I know you're going to need me. You're going to need eternal life. I'm laying down my life so that you may live. And there may be somebody on the line tonight, somebody watching tonight. You feel like you're dying. You feel like you're dead. You feel like life is killing you. If that's you, you can live again. Yes, you can. You can live again. Life is not over. All you have to do is trust in Jesus as Savior and Lord. All you have to do is follow Jesus. Yes, you can live again. I don't care what they said to you. You can live again. If you're sick, you can live again because Jesus has power over sick. If you're suffering from lack, Jesus can remove the lack. Because Paul said, my God to supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus gave his life as a ransom. This tells us that not only did Jesus minister in the word, but he ministered in deed and action and love out of compassion, out of obedience to the Father by laying down his life for us. Yes, look in the mirror. He laid his life down for you. Look at your children. He laid his life down for them. Look at your husband, your wife. He laid his life down for them. The ESV version of 1 John 3:16 says, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. And the question here on tonight is, could you lay down your life for someone else? Can you lay down your life for people who talked about you, who hated you, who scandalized your name? Can you lay down your life for people who called you the devil, who rejected you? Can you lay down your life for those who whipped you with 39 lashes and for those who spat on you? Could you lay down your life for someone who mocked you and they gambled for your clothes? Oh, yeah, church. It's going to be easier to give your life for someone you may love. But what about those who don't deserve it? Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. What about the ones who love sin, who live in sin, who run to sin? What about the ones you keep ministering to and it seems like the word has no effect? The more you pray for them, the worse they get. Could you lay down your life for them? Guess what, church? None of us deserve to be saved. But God saw fit to give us another chance through his grace and mercy. God says he loves you so much that he gave his son to die instead of putting us on the cross. Better yet, we're not even worthy enough to be nailed to the cross. God says he didn't want to put you on the cross, but what he did was put your sin on the cross with Jesus. Now, what this means is that we are not automatically saved like many believe. A person is not saved until they repent. Put their trust and belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior. They're not saved until they believe in their mind, their heart, that God, I'm trusting in you to save me. I'm not trusting in myself. I'm trusting in your son, Jesus, to save me. And if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a chance to do so right now. You have a chance to do so at the end of this message. Yeah. So as I close on tonight, in no other name can man be saved. Thank you, Lord. In no other name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. And guess what on tonight? All of us are under heaven. Thank you, Lord. In no other name can man be saved. You can search to the ends of the earth. There's no other name besides Jesus that can save you. You can go to spiritual temples, go to monasteries, halls. You can isolate yourself and go on a spiritual pilgrimage or journey. But in the midst of it all, if Christ is not the foundation, there's no salvation in it. In other words, in no other name. Thank you. There are no other names because there is no other one who was born through a virgin Mary. There is no other one who healed the sick, who raised the dead, who opened blinded eyes, who fed the hungry, who casted out the demons, who hung on the cross. There is no other who took on all sin. My sin, your sin, all sin, past and present and future sin. There is no other name, my brothers and sisters, who took the nails in his hands. There is no other name who took the nails in his feet, who took the crown of thorn and thistles on his head, who was beaten with 39 lashes of the cat of nine tails. There is no other name who died on the cross for our sins. When I look at my brain housing group on tonight, I can't think of any other name that died on the cross. I can think of a name of some famous people. They didn't die on the cross for my sins. I can think of some names of the leaders of this free nation. They didn't die on the cross for my sins. I even think about my mother and father name. They didn't die on the cross for my sins. Yes, I even think about some rich and famous people. They didn't die on the cross for my sins. There is a man, there is a name above every name, my brothers and sisters, for there is none under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That one name I'm thinking about, he came through 42 generations through the lineage of David. That name I'm thinking about, he came, he was preferred, thank you, he was preferred before John the Baptist, but he came after him. There is a name I'm thinking of where John the Baptist said that his shoe latches he was unworthy to lose. There is a name that John the Baptist, he was the one who was the forerunner for. There is a name, and that man was born through a virgin named Mary. That name is Jesus. Is there anybody on the line tonight who knows the name of Jesus? Is there anybody here on tonight who knows salvation is in no other name? I'm so glad that Jesus saved my soul. I'm so glad that name died on the cross for my sins. Is there anybody here on tonight who's thankful that God gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins? As we look at the scripture on tonight, the scripture says, neither is there salvation in any other, For there is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It doesn't say Jesus needs to be saved. It doesn't say the angels in heaven need to be saved. It says we must be saved. In no other name. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And all the people said, amen. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Apostle Hamilton.
No, you ain't going to turn it back. No, this way. Great word. Look, I need to be saved every second of the day. And what a great reminder and an encouraging word that you know, no matter where you think you are, you're still just a submissive child needing God's saving power in our lives constantly. And what a great reminder tonight. I've been blessed. You preached that. Hey, man, I was even at a couple of moments, you know, most people tell you I multitask, so I'm working while I'm listening to the word. But a couple of times I almost took a break and came in and had to give you an amen because you preached that word, man of God. If you're out there and you want to speak to the man of God, come on, let's talk Jesus. This is Let's Talk Jesus on the Now Network. Dial one. We will bring you in and get your response. Amen. Y'all don't break it down all at once. Prophetess Lori, it seemed like you dialed one in the beginning. I think you were trying to tell us that you could barely hear, but let's welcome you in. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. How are you, woman of God? Yeah, that was an accident. Amen, amen. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Praise God, saints, praise God. Good evening, Pastor Luckett, Pastor E, and all the listeners. He's done some awesome teaching. Bless you too, man of God. You've done some awesome teaching tonight on the, Acts 4:12. You know, I was reading it as you were teaching and ministering to us. And what you said, you asked, would anyone who would lay down their life for someone? You know what? What came to my mind, Pastor Luckett, I would say, we have a hard time to forgive people.
Yeah.
My God, you know, I was just like, my God, you know, but as you ministered, it just shows us, like you said, everybody don't serve the same God, and we have to know Jesus, and the more we get to know him and to know his characteristics, how he operated in humility, how humble he was, how much he loved, how much he didn't judge, so glory be to God. I thank you for this teaching. I receive in the name of Jesus. Amen, and God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's our perfect model. Amen. And he is the one we are to follow. Praise God. And I just thank God for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, anybody else want to get in the conversation? Dial one. Let's talk Jesus. Where's Pastor Dwayne? I think he's doing something but listening at the same time. I'm not going to throw nobody under the bus tonight. We're going to let everybody be at the – oh, there he is right there, Pastor Dwayne out of Madison, Wisconsin. You guys are close enough to drive and see each other. Anyway, what's up, man of God? Let's talk Jesus.
Let's talk Jesus. I like that Pastor Luckett, if I'm saying your name right. I know I've been listening to you. I know we friends on Facebook, you know. That's a dynamic word there, brother. I appreciate that word because, you know, it's truth. You know, it's no other name, you know, given on what man must be saved. So I like that, brother, because a lot of people try to get saved up under their denomination, up under their bishop, up under their, you know, religion, theology. But I like the way he put it because he put it plain and simple. That's no other name. You know, that's no other name. That's no other name could take away your sickness. That's no other name could take away your addiction. You know, we try to, I tell folks to do it like this. You go into a room by yourself and you holler at God and you holler at Jesus and see who will answer the first. See how you get emotional. Because once you call on the name of Jesus, you get emotional. Things start to happen. Your hairs on your arms start to stand up, you know. You start to weep and you start thinking about how you was a wretch, how you was out that bad. But you know, I like the way he put it, because he played it plain and simple. You know, it's Jesus that delivered. It's Jesus that healed. You know, it's Jesus that set free. The world is, you got people all over the world, bro. They said that this God manifests itself. And he said, I'm Jesus Christ. Just like Saul, we know Paul. When Paul was out to persecute to get a letter to the Damascus, what happened? Mm-hmm. It was a light that shined from heaven. And said, Saul, he called him. He said, who is thou? And he said, God. He said, I'm Jesus Christ, the one that you're persecuting. He didn't say no other name. He said Jesus. And so that's where it's at. That's where it's at. It's no other name. Ain't nobody else gonna come and die on the cross. That's over with. The church has been set. He's coming back. And when he's coming back, we're gonna see him in the sky. We're gonna see Jesus. We're gonna see the great I am in the sky. We're gonna see something that we never seen before. You know, I don't put him in culture. You know, a lot of folks want a white Jesus, black Jesus, a Chinese Jesus. My God, he's everything. So I just like that, brother, where you put that, man. The Bible doesn't lie. The Bible is true. There's no other name. You can't be saved up under Dwayne. No other name. You can't call on Dwayne and gonna heal you. You know, a lot of folks like to get healed because if they say, you know, if you call on, you know, you call on these prophets and these prophets saying this, no, a prophet can't hear you. The Bible makes it plain. That's no other name. So I appreciate that, my brother. I appreciate that.
Oh, praise God. God be the glory. There's no
God
other name.
No other name.
You see, it all reverts back to there's no other name. I mean, it's really not a big argument or a discussion you could have. It's just realizing and living it and understanding that name changes things. That name changes. You know, just as you were talking about your hair raising up on your arm, or the hair on my neck start getting up, just by you acknowledging that there's a change when Jesus is called on it. And that was the fear of the Pharisees and the Sadducees is that he was so much power in him. They were witnessing all of these moves. Don't think that he was feeding 5,000 and they wasn't watching. Don't think he was raising the dead and walking on water and they wasn't getting witnesses about it. No, they were feared because of the power. They just, my God, that was the first of the night. And the power that comes from Jesus. My God. That power. Amen. Amen. Let's see if anybody else wants to go in and dial one and talk Jesus with us tonight. Come on in. And I know a lot of people may be doing other things tonight. We respect that wholeheartedly. But we thank you all for listening with us tonight. I pray that you were blessed. Our board is full. We have a full board. And I know online we are full. Also, if you're online and you're saying, I want to say something. Well, I never can say something. You have to call in to the switchboard to have a conversation with us here on the Now Network. That is at 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. We'll bring you on in, and you can talk with us. And that one person out there that says, you know, I don't even know how I got here, but everything I've heard has just put something in a new energy in me, and I'm curious, and I want to know more. You dial one, because that's what this broadcast is all about, that one lost soul out there that somebody threw away, that somebody forgot about, that we can welcome you in the family by you confessing your sins. And I'll do it with you. Look, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I am a wretched sinner saved by grace, but no longer do I live what I used to live. I live by the power of God that's in me, and my life has never been the same. Amen. Prophetess Laurie. Come on in, woman of God. I know you was going to dial one. Let's talk Jesus.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. Praise God. I have plenty to say about my Lord and Savior, Jesus. You know, that name is a wonderful name, awesome name. I remember before I even got saved, I didn't even know what it was, but I remember when I was strung out on them drugs and nobody was around and nobody I could call, nobody I could tell about it, nobody that I knew that could rescue me. I kind of knew I had a feeling in my own heart and in my own mind that Even rehab wouldn't do it. So I took the chance on calling on that name. And when I called on that name and I yelled out Jesus when I was in my mess and the crack cocaine had a hold of me, and I took the chance and said, Jesus, and just yelled out his name. And I'll never forget him coming on the scene, boy. He came in, and he came in abruptly and messed up the devil, boy. He messed up everything that was wrong in my life and made me whole. And I thank God for the name of Jesus. There is no other name which by we can be saved or call on. We know that name is dangerous because, like the man of God said, that we can't even mention that name. You can mention Buddha. You can mention the devil. You can mention whatever you want to mention. But if you mention Jesus, you're going to get kicked out of places, thrown out of places, shut up, shut down, and everything else. Everything was going to be disrupted because we know that's how much power is in that name. They don't even want to hear it. So we just thank God that awesome word, man of God, and we thank God that we can call on that name and know that things changes and things can happen. We can be is healing in that name, is there's power in that name, there's deliverance in that name. And even if some people that are listening now, even by way of the broadcast that are online or on Facebook or whatever, you listening and you got family members, just, you know, to stand in the gap for them and keep calling on that name long enough, trust me, they will be delivered. They will be saved. So I thank God for our Lord and Savior, that he ain't no joke. And so we got to stop taking him for a joke, you know. Sometimes we take him for a joke and we nail him to the tree all over again, you know, playing around, messing around with him, because he ain't nobody to be played with. So I don't even know why God's own people keep messing around playing with Jesus, our big brother. That name that's standing in the gap for us, that when the accuser of the brethren come and accuses us to his face, and he interceding on behalf of us, you know? And so we just thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. And we try to fix it up, dress it up, and they even want to take his name out of Christmas, Xmas, and all of this craziness, you know. But God bless you, man of God, and thank you for the word, and we just thank God for that powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Let me add to that right quick. Apostle, one thing I just want to mention, isn't it a beautiful thing he comes and get us when we're right in the midst of our mess? And I just feel on tonight that somebody who may think they have to be perfect in order to be saved. You don't have to be perfect. You know, right when we're in the midst of our mess, in the midst of our sins. I was sitting in a bar on a Friday night when the Lord saved me. So if he can do that, then surely he can save you. I was not clean. I was not perfect. I was in the midst of my mess. And he came and he got me, praise the Lord.
Amen. So
listen on tonight, you don't have to be perfect. All you have to do is trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And if you're saying, well, when you get right, then you're going to come to the Lord. You'll never get right. If I can say it like this, and then I'll hand it back over. The righter I tried to get, the wronger I got. But I was not made righteous until I received Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Come on.
You have that opportunity tonight to do so, to be made righteous unto God through Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's somebody on the line tonight, if you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we want to ask you to dial one. Just dial one. We'll pray with you, because we don't want you to be left out there alone. We're never promised tomorrow. Well, Brother Pastor, when I get done doing what I want to do, when I get done doing my thing, then I'm going to come to the Lord. God forbid if you wait until it's too late. As I said before, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to know one scripture.
But you have the opportunity tonight to get to know Jesus, and you can start right there. The scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if that's you on tonight, if you don't have a church home, if Christ is not your Savior, you have the opportunity tonight to be saved. We're not trying to trick you. We're not trying to put you on blast. We want to welcome you into the family of God. We want you to receive the blessings of God and receive what all God has for you, and also be a testament, a testimony unto God, a testimony to others, what God has done in your life and he has saved you. So if that's you on the line tonight, dial one, come on in, and we'll pray with you.
Amen. I guess there are no responses on tonight. Praise God. So I'll put it back in your hands, Apostle.
Y'all, I was praying and
had it on mute.
Bless the Lord tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. I love you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.